Jesus' name this morning. It's a blessing to be gathered here. Let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather together. Again, Lord, Father, we just pray that you would be here with us. Father, be with me as I share a few thoughts, Father, that I have. And help me, Father, to hide behind you and give me words to speak and be with us here that your people could be fed today, we pray. Also pray for Alan as he comes to share and bless him as well. And Abigail and Trisha as well, Father, be with them and bless them. We love you and praise you. In your name, amen. Greetings in Jesus' name. I'd like to, the last song we sung there was a blessing to me. I'd like to read that verse. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. That was a blessing to me. That's my prayer, I guess, this morning. Let me hide myself in thee. I feel like this morning I don't have any great new big thing to share, but I'll continue on. Let's turn to Psalm 19, and we'll read the chapter here. Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'd like to, my heart this morning is to lift up the name of the Lord here. I just would like to remind us of the great God we serve, the great God we have and we serve, and he is alive. We serve a living God. And as I pondered over this chapter and thought on how the society we live in, and it was just something that kept coming to me, how great our God is, and he is a living God. We hear so much. I think it can, in a way, almost somehow it affects us. We hear there's people that don't believe there is a God, and there's so many different things that people believe in or they say they do. But as we look at this chapter and we look at the earth and the way everything is created, there is a God, and we can be assured of that this morning, and we'd just like to remind us of that. And we'll start here in verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. As I think of the heavens and the things, the heavens and the things God created, they're there faithfully every day. They're not saying anything. They're just glorifying God by being there. So my thoughts went quite a ways as I think of my life, and I have a lot of room to grow. Am I declaring the glory of God in my life, in everything I do, say, and wherever I go? And it's not just the heavens. I think of just everything. You look around, it's the trees and the birds and the everything that's living and moving and breathing, and it's just amazing. All bringing glory to God. But God gave us a choice. He gave us a free choice of what we can do with our life. What am I declaring? What do people see coming from my life? We are declaring something. Sometimes we think, well, maybe we're just... But there is something coming from our lives, whether good or bad. Am I declaring the glory of God or the glory of myself? This goes in many ways. I had to think of us as a congregation as well. I'm so blessed by you all and what all you all, your servant heart, and what all, there's many things that happen from the congregation, and I'm just blessed. And I think of all those things and I feel so small sometimes. It feels like I don't contribute much, but I just want to bless you all in that, and I just want to encourage us to glorify God in everything we do. Verse 2 is, day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Faithfully, every day speaking to us. It's talking about the heavens. The heavens are faithfully speaking to us. It's so easy that we go on about our busy life and we don't even notice all the things around us. And just look up and look at the clouds and everything is just there every day, no matter where we are or what we're doing. There's the heavens, there's all the things that God has handiwork, declaring his glory. Psalm 71:17. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It's amazing to think of. You have the heavens, they're just there and everything and not saying anything, yet everyone can hear from the whole world, from one end to the other, can hear. It's just a silent being there and glorifying God without saying a word. And that's how our lives can be. I think there's many different ways, and I think there's times to go out and go from door to door, and there's a lot of good things to do, but I think definitely the biggest thing is our life, and are we bringing glory to God as people see us around and watch us. I have a lot of room to grow. I had to think of, it goes to so many areas of life, from driving down the road and daily interactions with people, and our spirit can become frustrated sometimes and can come out, and it's every area of our life. When the rubber meets the road, are we declaring the glory of God? Verse 4, their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. There again, and though they can't speak, their line is gone through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Picture gives a picture here of a tabernacle. The heavens give a tabernacle for the sun, have set a tabernacle for the sun. And like a tent or a tabernacle, it's an amazing picture. In verse 5, this which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. So the sun is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, excited, overflowing with joy, bubbling over to do its job and run its course, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race, just excited to come out and shine. And there again, the sun doesn't speak, it just shines. But it speaks volumes. It's going forth, the sun's going forth from the end of heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. So, yeah, the sun warms even no matter where it's at, it shines. It can be at the other end of, and we feel the effects in it. Warms everything, everywhere. It's just amazing. And it's such a beautiful picture of all analogies probably break down, but it's a beautiful picture of how our lives can be on this earth and shining forth when we have with God's help. This chapter goes on here. It switches gears a little bit. Speaks of God's law. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. God's law is perfect. If we obey it, it will save our souls. I think of there's so many things in this world everyone is chasing after, seeking after wisdom and knowledge. There's colleges and seminaries and so many things. But it says here, making wise the simple. So the law of the Lord is perfect. If we obey the law of the Lord, it will save us, convert the soul, converting the soul and making us wise. It's making the simple wise. Basically means uneducated, or I looked up that word. It basically means just almost like a nobody. Making us wise. And it's wisdom. Comes from God. It's far beyond anything we could ever achieve here on this earth. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. It's an amazing thing. We don't have to fear. God is a righteous judge. We have on this earth, there's judges and sorts of things that are not, how can you say, there's many judgments that are made that are not righteous. But God is a righteous judge. We can be sure of that. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I also had to think of God and how he finishes what he starts. And if we are faithful, and if we are faithful to serve him, and he will make us wise, and he will finish, he will never let us down. He will finish his work in our lives if we allow him to, all the way until the end. And we think of his creation, I have a lot to learn when it comes to picturing God, but just looking at his creation, he has to have a sense of humor, and the things he created is just amazing. And he never does anything halfway. Psalm 97. Psalm 97. I'll read a few verses. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, and the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. God watches out for his people, and we have so much to be thankful for. And as we put our trust in him, he will take care of us. He will never let us down. So may God bless you all. Thank you for listening.